carry you, not a chance," Hyena cried, trotting back to Jackal. "How would that look if I arrived carrying my own servant?" "I thought you were famous for your strength," Jackal said. "I guess it's not true since you can't even carry me. The others will see that you have an injured servant that you were not strong enough to carry." "I can carry you," Hyena said indignantly. "Get on my back and I'll prove it."
"That's very kind indeed," said Jackal. "And to show my appreciation, I will take off my apron and put it on your back so I don't muss your fur."
He laid the apron down like a riding blanket and climbed onto Hyena's back.
"There," he said, "that's beautiful."
Hyena continued on toward the great place with Jackal on his back. Hyena became worried that they would be late for the wedding party.
"You'd better run," said Jackal.
Hyena did as Jackal suggested, running at great speed. When they were very near to the village, Jackal raised his whip and snapped it in the air. He flicked Hyena's shoulder with the tip.
"Why are you hitting me?" Hyena asked angrily.
"It will show everyone that you don't feel pain," Jackal explained.
"You're right," Hyena agreed. "The people should all be made aware that they can't frighten me with pain. Continue whipping."
"All right, if you really want me to," Jackal agreed.
"Yes, I'll show the people of this village the kind of tough and fast prince they will soon be serving," Hyena said.
Jackal snapped the whip in the air with a loud crack.
"They are going to love this. When we are in front of all the villagers, I will whip you very hard. You show them that you don't care. The whip's lash practically bounces off your strong back."